Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 69 for May 25th, 2006, the Honda Super Quiet Generator. The Daily GizWiz is brought to you by Retail Careers at T-Mobile. Find your calling at T-Mobile.com/jobs. And now, get ready for Dick! Wow, it's kind of, you know, I don't know about you, but is it unusually quiet in here?
Whoa.
I don't hear a thing.
Well, and what's so amazing is yes. that as we talk,
yes.
I'm running my super quiet Honda generator. No, that's my old generator.
That's the old one.
During the blackout, I was here in the apartment, and you know, I thought it was going to be one of those things where it was off for 5 minutes, and when it started to go into hours, I thought, I have a generator on my boat.
Ah.
So, and I had not used it for many years.
Oh, that's not good.
So, it did, after about 1,000 pulls, start up. But then the neighbors were complaining.
Yeah, because it sounds like a jet airplane to.
Yeah, exactly. And these are the neighbors in New Jersey.
Across the river.
Right. Well, you know how sound travels on water.
I guess.
And I thought, you know what? You know, just in case of an emergency in these troubled times. And also, it's not bad to have a generator on a boat. So I started doing a little research. And what it was is at a street fair, this guy was running all these little gizmos. And I said, you know, are you plugged into a lamppost? Where are you getting your power? And he said, no, it's this little Honda generator. And I looked back there and it was a generator running very quietly. So I did some research and I found that Honda has a line called the Super Quiet EU line. And there are three models, 1,000 watts, 2,000, and 3,000. And for my needs, 1,000's a little for me. I figured, you know, it's not quite enough in case there really is a long-term blackout.
Well, you got to use your hair dryer, and that's 1,500 yeah, watts, right?
My hair dryer goes night and day, and hair dryers are normally 1,500 watts, so I figured I'll get the 2,000-watt unit, and that's still liftable. The little 1,000-watt guy is 29 pounds, and the 2,000-watt is 46 and a third pounds.
Give me an idea of what 2,000 watts, though. I mean, that'll run your
2,000
lights.
Certainly microwave ovens, circular
your
saws.
Computers would run.
what do you want
to on your boat? Microwave ovens and circular saws.
Well, it's not your typical luxury yacht.
What the heck are you doing?
All right, let me talk more. You could run your coffee maker.
There you go.
You could run your waffle iron. You could run your toaster.
Your makeup mirror.
So I called Honda and I said to the guy, I said, you know, I really do want to use this on a boat in an emergency, but I will be running, you know, printers and a fax machine and a computer. And so I'm just wondering, is this all right with the generator? And the guy said they use an inverter technology so that you can use any sort of sensitive equipment. And he explained something else that's really neat. If you and a buddy, you know, you have two houses and you both decide you want to have generators at backups. Mm-hmm. If the power goes off in one person's house, they have an optional kit where you can link two of their EU units together.
Oh, neat.
So if you had a 2,000 watt and your buddy did and your power went out, he could bring his over. And with this optional kit, you would have a 4,000 watt generator.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's pretty neat. And it has oil alert. The alarm goes off if the oil is low. If you pay no attention to it, it shuts the generator.
See, that's one thing. I had a generator when we lived in the country because we had well. And if the power goes out, you're not going to have any water.
Yeah, no water, yeah.
So that's pretty serious. And yeah. But the thing is, you have to run it. I didn't realize that, you know, the gas turns to shellac in a
yes,
few months.
Yes.
So you have to run it every few months and keep
every
it
few months.
Keep it maintained.
You know, like, I haven't put it in this generator yet because it's fairly new. But on my boat, when I put the boat and went to storage, I put something called gas stable in it,
Right.
so that it keeps it from
I used to
turning
use that in
too.
my weed whacker.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Now, by the way, this was not a silent weed whacker. You would know when I was whacking my weeds.
Really?
It was loud, yeah.
Didn't your neighbors complain and you had to stop doing
they
that,
said,
didn't
LaPorte,
you?
Stop whacking. We can hear it all the way over here. And this was a lot of room on this farm, but yeah, no, that's true. So this is a gas generator, though, right? I mean, this engine is just very quiet.
Yeah, it's a gas generator. And since it's a four-stroke engine, the oil is in a, you know, a little separate crankcase.
Oh, it's a four-stroke engine.
Yeah, exactly. You don't mix it like those two strokes. And also, the four-stroke engines, I know from my outboard motor, tend to be way quieter than my two-stroke engine. And also, it has DC output, so you can use it to charge batteries, so you could use it to help jumpstart your car.
That's fantastic.
So there are many, many reasons. And the little guys start around 800 bucks and on up. And there's a 3,000-watt unit, too. But it's like 134 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
So that's getting...
That'd be more what I'd have for the house, for the pump and all that stuff, yeah.
Oh, and on a full tank of gas, the 2,000 unit runs almost 15 hours. So you can go through the night.
Wow. That's great. Very, very efficient. So. The Honda EU Super Quiet
Series
Generator. Now, I was going to ask you about Deal or No Deal, because that's in the June issue. We just got the June issue of Mad.
Oh, good.
The one with the Da Vinci Code on the front cover. Alfred E. Newman as Mona Lisa. I bet Alfred's been a lot of different paintings.
Alfred's been many. And the funny thing is, since one of the really good things that happened for the artists when DC Comics took over is that Bill used to pay very high art rates, but own the artwork.
He kept
it. That was one of Bill's things, that he owned everything.
Why was that? Did he think that was going to be of value? Or?
I think because he reprinted them in specials.
Forever.
And I think just to avoid signing new contracts all the time, but you know,
that's not how DC works.
No, but then everything reverts to the artist, and a lot of times there are auctions of artwork. And my guess is that someone like Ron Howard would, or Tom Hanks,
wouldn't you want that if you were on the cover of Mad? You'd want that one,
exactly. Yeah. And I know that Steven Spielberg and George Lucas always buy...
Well, Mort Drucker does such great caricatures.
Yeah, exactly.
Does he do most of the covers?
Exactly. No, the covers alternate all down the line. I think they're trying to get very different art styles as Mad goes on.
Now, these guys must be getting on. I mentioned that in this issue they mentioned that Colbert wished Sam Jaffe happy birthday. Or Al Jaffe.
Al Jaffe.
Sam Jaffe's a gangster. Yeah,
well, he still wished him a happy birthday, too. And then we called him up and said, well, if you're talking about the fold-in, it's Al, not Sam.
Al Jaffe is 75.
Yeah. And been doing the fold-in for like 40 years.
Oh,
and, you know, if you haven't picked up Mad ever, or if you picked up in the past and don't recall, the fold-in is a picture and a question, and then you fold it in, and the question turns into the answer in words, and the picture turns into a picture of the answer. It's very clever.
Oh, I always love those.
Jaffe does most of them. Every once in a while, he just calls up and says, "I am dry." And then he'll come to the office and we'll all sit down and...
Oh, that's neat. And brainstorm. And
brainstorm. The thing is, he still has to come up with the picture.
Right. He has to make it work.
He has to make it work, exactly. He has to think of a picture within a picture so that when it's folded, it turns it into something else. Yeah. It's just an amazing thing.
I vividly remember that from, you know, reading Mad for years. I mean, that was one of my favorite parts of Mad magazine.
And do you know why the Mad fold-in started?
No.
The Mad fold-in started when Playboy started to fold out.
Oh, they had the gatefold.
And then, I don't know if it was Jaffe or just someone at MAD said, you know what, we're a very poor magazine.
We can't afford.
And we can't afford a fold out, but we can afford a fold in.
Because it's one page.
Yes, it's the same page. Isn't that a funny idea? Right. So thank Playboy magazine.
That's a hoot.
Yeah, isn't that a hoot?
That is a hoot.
Yeah.
So Al 75, I mean, I imagine that Don Martin must be in his 70s, yeah?
Well, that doesn't matter because he's passed on.
He passed on.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. It's probably 5 years ago by now.
His incredible drawings of those guys with the big loopy feet and I just loved his work.
You know what? I would write his stuff. I could not wait.
Yeah.
To see what he did.
I
with
bet.
It. Yeah, you know. Although it's pretty true with even all you know.
Oh, they're all great. Mort Drucker. I mean,
I've written two books with Drucker, and. You know, I'll never forget, I wrote a takeoff on Tarzan, and Tarzan swinging through the vine, and way in the background is a lion making a phone call in a phone booth. they just add these far-out crazy drawings.
Yeah,
it's great fun.
I always loved that. In fact, you'd comb through your Mad. That was one of the things that made that magazine have some staying power, because you wouldn't get rid of it because you'd know there were all sorts of little things in the marginalia and just everywhere.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't want to miss it.
One of the fun stories, you know, there's certain stories you hear over and over, but one of them that we hear over and over is that when I was a kid, I had Mad and I was getting ready to throw them out. And I glanced through them again and they said there were jokes in there that went right over my head when I was a kid.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And I was thinking, oh my word, I get that now.
Right, right.
So that's sort of the fun thing about Mad is that it really has a wide appeal.
Works on many levels, and my kids are loving it now. What I like is there is a Mad for kids, which is nice, and I got I subscribed to both.
But paying customer.
Oh man, I love Mad Magazine.
Wow. Also, you know what? You told me I had to pay to listen to these podcasts, and I just found out that
they're free.
They're free.
They're free.
So I would like my $36 back.
Well, okay, now that we have an advertiser, I think we can actually start paying you instead you paying me. We want to thank the folks at Retail Careers at T-Mobile for sponsoring the Daily Gizwiz. They've got, of course, great wireless service. I am a T-Mobile customer. And one of the reasons I chose T-Mobile is because of their friendly customer service people. They have the nicest customer service people, the great people in the stores. And that's what this ad is for, their Retail Careers. It's at T-Mobile.com/jobs, a great time to work at T-Mobile. Lots of new products every day, new gadgets to play with. If you like people, you like gadgets, you work hard, and you'd like to reap the rewards of your hard work, T-Mobile is a great place to go. They've got a great career path for you, and there are retail opportunities at all levels. If you're interested in a great job with a great company, T-Mobile.com/jobs. And if you're interested in wacky wackiness, GizWizBiz.com, the Daily GizWiz website. We've got notes on all the products that Dick talks about, and the What the Heck Is It contest wrapping up its May episode, a chance for you to win your very own autographed copy of Mad Magazine. And Dick, we will tomorrow. It's the classic Gadget Warehouse. You got a good one for us?
People love the Gadget Warehouse. And I guess the most requested email is a picture, please. So we're working on that. In one way, I want to do it. In another way, it's fun being a mystery.
Oh, imagine the Gadget Warehouse.
Imagine it. Yeah. So I'm thinking about it. I'm
just imagining. You know what we got to do? We got to get Mort or one of the guys to do a drawing of the Gadget Warehouse.
Drawing of the Gadget Warehouse.
Yes. Imagine that with a little lion in the phone booth in the corner. We'll see you next time for another Daily Gizwiz.